Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we are back with the Beach and Company, and we're asking, seeing that Joe Biden is in the race, we're asking who is going to last the longest, Crazy Bernie versus Creepy Joe. And here's what the announcement via video sounded like with Joe Biden.
Charlottesville, Virginia is home to the author of one of the great documents in human history. We know it by heart. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. We haven't always lived up to these ideals. Jefferson himself didn't, but we have never before walked away from them. Charlottesville is also home to a defining moment for this nation in the last few years. It was there on August of 2017 we saw Klansmen and white supremacists and neo-Nazis come out in the open. And they were met by a courageous group of Americans. And a violent clash ensued. And a brave young woman lost her life. And that's when we heard the words of the President of the United States. He said there were, quote, some very fine people on both sides. Very fine people on both sides? With those words, the President of the United States assigned a moral equivalence between those spreading hate and those with the courage to stand against it. I believe history will look back on 4 years of this president and all he embraces as an aberrant moment in time. But if we give Donald Trump 8 years in the White House, he will forever and fundamentally alter the character of this nation, who we are. And I cannot stand by and watch that happen. That's why today I'm announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
That is Joe Biden. And first of all, one correction. We wouldn't have given Donald Trump 8 years. He would have earned 8 years. And secondly, you can see how he is separating him, trying to separate himself from the rest of the Democrats. When did you last hear any of the 19 other ones mention Thomas Jefferson? Huh? Because I don't recall that so far.
I don't think they know who he is.
Yeah, exactly. And then they're not going to the Constitution, things like that. They're out there trying to get people in jail the right to vote, trying to get absolutely open borders, and all of these cities that are sanctuary cities now have people defecating in the streets. I mean, that's how it takes a nasty turn.
I would like to correct the former Vice President. Trump did not say that there were fine people in the KKK. And I would also like to ask Mr. Biden if he's come out against Antifa.
Yep.
Has he said anything to condemn their actions?
Good questions. Let's go to David in Lockport. Thanks for holding, David. You're on WBEN.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, David.
I think your tech guys fixed that audio problem when you're on hold. Sounds pretty good now.
Okay, that's good. Good. What do you have in mind?
Well, what I had in mind, some of it you mentioned since I've been on hold, I want to point out, I hope Bernie is the one who goes out first, because a lot of his followers, you know, they said they would go with Trump. And then also I wanted to point out that was a good list that you read about waiting for Joe Biden to explain. But I'd like to add to that list a little bit, that if Bill Barr does his job and goes back into the origins of this dossier, what is Biden going to say? He was out curing cancer while all this was going on?
Yeah, he didn't know. Either he was totally ignorant of what was going on in the next room, or he was okay with it.
Yeah, and also he goes right straight to a lie that they've been formulating about Charleston. If you listen to what Trump said, anybody with an open mind who's not an idiot, you can tell what he's talking about. He's saying there's good people there on both sides. He wasn't talking about the KKK or the neo-Nazis. By the way, they're all leftist groups. That's another lie we're always told. He was talking about the general public. There were good people there that wanted the statue taken down, and there were good people there that didn't want the statue taken down.
Yeah, but they're still there. Yep.
And they got to twist everything and make a lie out of it, and that's the first place he goes to when he comes out of the closet for the third time running for president.
Well, we'll see where he goes. Between what you just brought up and the laundry list we mentioned earlier, he's got quite a road ahead, quite a road to hoe.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Here's one, Tony. I don't think this will ever happen. A text that says, how about combining Bernie and Joe? That's not going to happen because, first of all, Joe would never, if Bernie was the top of the ticket, Joe would never accept vice president. And if Joe Biden was the top of the ticket, Bernie would not be in a position to do any of the things that he says he'd like to do. A vice president doesn't have that kind of a power or authority. And so I don't think that's suitable for either one of them. I don't think that would happen in a million years. Do you?
No, I don't. And it was brought up on Facebook as well.
Yeah, so you can forget that. Let's go to Roy in Boston. Roy, you're on WBEN.
Good morning.
Hello there, Roy.
Your text that you just read stole my thunder.
Oh, I'm sorry. If I knew, I wish I could have read your thunder. Go ahead.
No, I just had a scary, crazy thought, thinking Biden would get the nomination, and he would pick Bernie for his running mate. Because they owe Bernie big time, and I don't think Bernie wants another house.
No, Bernie's got enough houses. I don't see Bernie making it on the ticket at all, to be honest with you. I mean, he says things that any one of these things might get him left in the dust with the others, like being able to vote from your jail cell. I mean, come on, what the hell is that about? And I heard video from him, I saw audio from him, saw and heard audio and video is what I meant to say. And he's saying it's an American, we owe it to all Americans. We don't owe it to people in jail. Stop it. We don't owe voting to people in jail. So all of those things, Roy, are going to preclude him from being on the ticket.
Well, think of it this way. Years ago, people like that were only let out on the weekends.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you very much. And we've got the women on the ticket. We haven't talked much about them. But they do not seem to be making the impact perhaps they'd like to make, but it really hasn't started. It's officially started, but it really hasn't gotten going yet.
Well, you could put a fork in Kamala Harris and Kirsten Gillibrand. Neither one of them are going anywhere. There's no buzz, no action.
No.
Kamala's got enough baggage to eliminate her. And as we said before, Gillibrand's a nobody who nobody's paying attention to. So
yeah,
she's out of it. So, yeah, I can, and Elizabeth Warren.
Forget Elizabeth Warren. And you know what's funny is the more she talks, the less numbers she has. Like people didn't pay that much attention to her before, and now that they are paying more attention, the less that they like. And she's, no.
I guess we have to stop calling her Liawatha because name-calling is bad.
It is.
And it hurts feelings, you know.
And we need a timeout. And I want to go to a friendly place. We'll be back after this. Usually during the show, while I'm talking to people on the air and things like that, Tony is preparing other things for the show. And keeps me informed about the lunacy that goes on in New York City with the mayor. First, we had Bloomberg, absolute lunatic, and gazillion dollars. How do these people get this kind of money when they're like they are? And now de Blasio's even worse. Tony, did you hear that de Blasio wants to ban? He's talking about New York City now. He wants to ban all glass and steel buildings. You can't build anymore in New York City. Do you believe that?
He is off his rocker.
And the other day, they actually made it legislatively imperialistic that they're only using 50% less red meat.
It's amazing, yeah. The stuff that he comes out with. It's the best response to that, no more glass and steel was somebody put a picture from the Flintstones showing a big stone skyscraper with no windows.
It's just amazing. Every building in New York City has to reach a certain code by a very close date. I was only half watching it when I saw it. And so they got to jump through all those hoops. I don't know what goes on election day in New York City, but something must be in the water where they don't seem to have any just normal thinking people that become mayor. Giuliani was good, but usually they're very, very far left, and he's the worst one. There's no question about that.
There's a reason they are called the loony left.
Yep, and you got that right. Let's see. Here, let's go to some of our texts. Can you imagine the zingers Trump is going to throw at these lunatics? This is going to be interesting. And you're right, it is. You know what he's doing? When he throws those, what he's doing is he's setting up in your mind a picture of what he would like you to think that they are like, good, bad, or indifferent, usually not good. And so he's positioning them in your mind. And so when he says crazy Bernie, well, who wants a crazy person in the White House? Some people do, but most wouldn't want. Creepy Joe goes to him being touchy and feely. And there's all kinds of video clips on that. You can't hide that. He's smelling people's hair and things like that. And so he wants to remind you of that every single time he talks about him, and he won't have to kind of reset the agenda. It's already there. So I want to know who is going to last longer, Crazy Bernie or Creepy Joe, and who will be the first one out. That's important to know, too. And Tony gave up a couple of good examples. Well, I think we all agree on Kirsten Gillibrand, even though she's from our state. She's such a lightweight. Why, whoever convinced her to get in? Her name was used in the last election. She wasn't officially a candidate, as I recall, but it was used. And when it was first brought up, I couldn't understand it. I said, don't you have to accomplish something in your life? Before you, she kind of walked in on Hillary Clinton, gave her the key to the senatorial bathroom, and there she was. She hadn't accomplished anything. Of course, it was the same as Obama when he took office. He was barely in office when he got the Peace Prize, the Nobel Peace Prize. For what? He hadn't done anything.
Maybe I have a feeling there's something shady behind Obama and how he rose to power.
Yeah, I do too, because there were so many unanswered questions during the whole 8 years about what he wrote when he was in college, who paid for his college. There's a lot of questions like that. Now, I'm glad we don't have to go through them again, but I'm just answering your question, is that there were more unanswered questions, and his voting record was present. Almost all the votes, he didn't really have a voting record.
So almost like he was groomed. Handpicked for that to become president,
it's
with
like,
no chance to criticize him, you know, because we've erased or somebody erased his
expunge.
Past.
Sponge, yeah. It's almost like he was manufactured.
Yeah.
Like he's not a person, he's a robot or something, where he has nothing we can check on, nothing we can see. What was he like earlier? Because with Hillary, for instance, we knew about a lot of things she wrote in college. And committee she served on and social work she did. It was all out there, and you could read it and see it and like it or not like it. But with him, that was different. That was different. And then we kind of unpeeled the onion one layer at a time, and we kept discovering new things.
But there's very little access to get to his history. That's what's disturbing.
Yeah, that's the truth. Let's see. Somebody texts here. Her family bought her seat. Well, I'm not familiar with the Gillibrand's family, but certainly her merit didn't buy her seat.
Must be related to Lori Loughlin.
Lori Loughlin, come on. Come on. $500,000 she ponies up, and now she claims she didn't know that it was illegal to do that, that was against the law. How dumb are you? And here's the deal. How can you be, only in America, you can be that dumb and have $500,000? I think about that. Boggles my mind. There are brilliant people out there, probably some listening to this show right now, who barely have enough to get to buy a lunch. and you have Lori Loughlin spending $500,000 to bribe her kids' way into college, and she didn't know that anything was wrong.
Don't forget the Kardashians are multimillionaires.
Yeah, I mean, there's something. Somebody should write a book about crazy. Just crazy. That should be the name of it. Crazy.
I'm sick of hearing about these people who, you know, unbelievable wealth for contributing nothing to this world. What's the one Catch Me Outside girl? She's worth over $1 million just because she went on a show and went after her mother. And she wants to fight everybody. Now she's a millionaire? Come on!
Well, that's the way it goes now. So it used to be merit, hard work, ingenuity, all those things were necessary. Now it's just you can be a celebrity for any reason.
Now you know why so many people want to be YouTube famous.
Okay, yeah, they do it. They keep doing it. Here's a text. Why do these people keep voting them in for New York City? That's a good question. I wish I knew. Because with moves like that, 50% less red meat. Oh, really? And that's for the school district and other anything to do with the city government does business. It has to be 50% less red meat. I can't imagine the talk show hosts in New York have red meat every day to talk about when they go on the air with this guy. But that's the way he is. And you know what he says? That they're working on their own version of the
New Green Deal.
The New Green Deal. And this is part of it.
Because the Earth's going to end in 12 years, you know.
Well, if it's going to end in 12 years, I wouldn't build a new building in New York. There's very little chance that you will make all the payments before the world ends. Wouldn't you be embarrassed if here you had a bill of sale paid in full and the world ended? That's not good.
That's when I would win the lottery.
Yeah,
the world ended.
Yeah, congratulations. Tony got the numbers, but the world's ending. Oh, okay. Never mind.
I won't even have time to
cash
it.
Emily Latella in there saying, never mind. All right, we'll be back with more. I want to talk to you. Who do you think will last longer now that Joe Biden is in there? There's 20 people in there. There may be more. There's 20 now. There may be more. But creepy Joe Biden or crazy Bernie Sanders, who will last longer and who will be the first one out? The first candidate of all the 20 will be the first one out. We'll be back with more with Beach & Company on News Radio 930 WBN. Back with Beach & Company, and the 30930 text line is bearing some fruit. How about this? It says, hey, Sandy, are we taxpayers paying Kirsten Gillibrand to campaign in other states? What a shame she's out first. Signed, Kim. Thank you very much. Yeah, one would wonder if she's a candidate for president of the United States, is she doing any job as senator for New York State? One would doubt it. Here's another. Hope crazy Bernie wins. It's easier to beat. Signed, Ted. Now, this is interesting because we've seen part of this before. Tony, I want your opinion. This says Mrs. Obama, that's Michelle Obama, and Mayor Pete will be the Democratic ticket. Now, I don't know about Mayor Pete, but what do you think about Michelle Obama?
I was listening to Rush yesterday, and he talked about her saying that the Obamas would never take the chance at defeat. So he doesn't see her as running.
I don't think she can win.
No, she can't.
No.
What's she going to run on? We already have Biden. That's the continuation of Obama.
Yeah. And she would be more of, hey, we want to fix the school lunch program than the immigration program.
The fact that her program was a complete disaster.
That's why in New York City they changed it. And now de Blasio is trying to go back to it because the kids weren't eating it.
They were throwing it out.
They were throwing it away. Absolutely. So there's not much nutritional value in something that goes in the trash barrel. And also, I just saw a video of a train, a big, big train full of illegal immigrants heading to, guess where?
The border.
The border.
Oh, there's no crisis.
Our border. And you'll notice that the Democrats in the last few days and maybe even the last few weeks have stopped saying that there's no crisis because it's ridiculous. As they tell us, there's no crisis, and there's a picture of it right there. I mean, just humongous number of human beings just pouring in. So I'm glad they're still that they're building the wall, but nobody's talking about that anymore.
In fact, Trump is now talking about sending armed military. He said, you know, the Mexicans drew weapons on some of our guys down there. He says now we're sending down weaponized.
Military. Look what could have happened. Did you see the video of the armed men dressed in white, and they were escorting some illegals across the border? What would happen if there were unarmed U.S. troops there? God help us, that could have been serious.
So and now we have people taking up guns and taking action into their own hands, private citizens?
Yeah, you do, and they arrested the leader of one of those groups because they didn't arrest him for what he did. They arrested him for something that he was wanted for. They had a warrant out for him. But, yeah, if they're starting to bring guns across the border and willing to shoot their way into the country, don't tell me these are peace-loving people who are just trying to get away from a bad situation at home.
No, and we already know that was the first caravan that made the news was partially funded by George Soros and open borders groups.
How would you like your neighbor to come over to your house bearing a semi-automatic rifle and barging his way into your home? Well, it's the same thing when they come armed trying to weaponize their way into our country.
That's an invasion.
Yes, it is. There's no difference then between that because it is an armed invasion. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. Let's see, Tony, give me a couple of your Facebooks, please.
I have been waiting for Comrade Jane to post for quite some time.
Oh, yeah, she's famous.
Comrade Jane, if you remember, after Trump was elected and we would read several of her comments, she called everybody comrade because she was convinced that Trump was in cahoots with Putin.
Sure.
And she bought into the whole thing. So now she is coming on here blabbering her big mouth. You have a lot of nerve asking that with the POS liar-in-chief sitting in the White House.
Well, welcome back, Jane. We always like a little comic relief. Every once in a while, even a serious subject deserves a laugh.
Doesn't it amaze you, though, how unhinged the left is at the thought of Trump as their president?
It's scary.
It's not normal. It's not right.
It's scary to the point where I might need help myself because I'm driving down the street, no matter what street it is, I'm driving down the street and looking out the window and you see a house and you say, one of them could live in that house. It's like a horror movie or something like that because of the way they express themselves and what they believe in. These things that are just so non-American to us. If you have any, I'm not a flag waver, but I love the country, and I think most of us do. But it seems like most of the 20 that they have lined up so far aren't thrilled with it. And if they had an alternative, they'd take it. And that scares me. Can you imagine, just for a moment, be serious, can you imagine Bernie Sanders sitting behind the Oval Office desk with a Democratic Congress? Oh, my God. The trains full of people bringing toward the border would be full of people getting in, going to Mexico, for crying out loud.
Well, it would be the United Socialists
of
America.
Yeah, can you imagine that? I think we would get to a point where, and who was it that wants to, this Swalwell, whatever his name is, Democrat from California, wants to confiscate all the weapons. Now, just the suggestion of that. Is he insane? And who's he going to send to do this task? Because nobody's going to do it. I can tell you that right now. Not if they have, they like things like, being there the next day.
If a socialist were to ever win, and I'm speaking of Bernie Sanders, That would be the day I would retire, and I would let the government take care of me, because I am not going to work hard, work 6 days a week, and be taxed at 60% and 70%. Not going to happen.
If a socialist won, I'd quit. The same day. I would quit the same day and say, okay, now take care of me. How much is my income? It's nothing. I'm not earning anything. Now take care of me. And we'll see how that goes. And I thought not that it would get that desperate. I don't think a socialist will win. But if it did, what would happen? What would happen to the country? We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. Just a reminder, look at this, $12 and alley-oops. Now it's $24, and it's that easy. Get double your dollars, 24 for just $12 to use at Alley-Oops Barbecue Restaurant. It's the deal of the day for My Buffalo Perks. Details at MyBuffaloPerks.com. We're asking about, now that Joe Biden has entered the race officially, we're asking just curiosity here between Bernie and Joe, affectionately known as Crazy Bernie from the last election, and Creepy Joe, kind of a new nickname with all of the videos they show of him smelling ladies' hair and massaging their neck and things like that. So Crazy Bernie and Creepy Joe, who will last the longer in the race, okay? And who will be the first one out? The first one out, just by the sheer opportunistic observation, would be Kirsten Gillibrand. Every time I see a survey, and the surveys aren't always right, as a matter of fact, in the last election they were totally wrong. She seems to be in last place. I don't see her suddenly surging ahead with any great volume. So that'll be my choice. And I also said, and Tony agrees, that we think that Joe Biden will last longer than Crazy Bernie, because Joe is left, but he's not that left. And he has a better resume. And I think he has a better technique for charming voters. Certainly, Bernie Sanders is no charmer. He's the candy man. He just gives stuff away. The candy man, just hand it to me, get a free something free, something free, something free. Biden might be giving some stuff out free, but that's not the main thing that he has. So I think Tony and I both agree that Biden would be the deal. All right, Tony, you have some Facebook for us, please.
Joseph says, if these two old white millionaires, you know the type, they claim are the enemy, are the best the Dem-Lib party can come up with, President Trump has absolutely nothing to worry about.
Oh, I think that President Trump is going to win. There's not much question in my mind. Here's an interesting text. Sandy, the Dems in my family don't like Biden or Bernie. They want a fresh face. Well, if you want a fresh face, I would say just for that, if that's your only criteria, it must be a fresh face. I think there's a lot of fresh faces that have in those 20. Okay, whether you like them or not is another story. I don't think you should vote for anybody strictly because they're a fresh face, but you got to vote for what they represent and what they think, what you think they can do for the country and what they can do for you.
One of them is going to have to say or come up with something to separate themselves from the rest, from the pack, because 20 is way too much to be running.
And see, we don't know enough about those 20. Maybe some of them, but most of them we don't know enough about, simply because when they announce, then we find out a little bit about them. And it lasts a few days, and then it kind of fades while somebody else jumps in there. And then we learn a little bit about them. What do we know about the other 18 or 19? Probably not as much as we would have to know to cast our vote for them. So that stuff will all come out, and it'll be interesting to see if they get to open warfare between the nut jobs in the Democratic Party and the not-so-nut jobs, the more rational people. I think that fight will smolder for some time.
Let's go to Scotty. The lazy kids love the guy that wants to give you everything for free, so I'm thinking Bernie.
Yeah, they who doesn't like stuff for free? Free stuff goes back to what, Obama phones? Remember Obama phones, something free for everybody? Everybody likes it. Nobody says no to it. Nobody stands up and says, I don't want to take it. If they offer it to you, you usually take it. So that's the route they take. But somebody has to pay for this stuff. And you find out there is no such thing as a free lunch. It's got to be paid for somehow by someone, and you later found out it's probably going to be you. Another, please.
Chris says, according to the Mueller report, Bernie received help from the Russians. An investigation should be opened up on him immediately.
Well, I think, to be honest with you, I can't tell you how many times when they're yelling. I never know what the yell of the day is about. When they've been yelling in the last few weeks about getting his income tax for the last X amount of years, and they're doing investigations of whether he inflated his worth when he was trying to buy the Bills. He bid $1 billion for the Bills, remember? So they're doing all that. And how many times have you said, and I said, and probably many of our listeners have said, wouldn't it be great if entire Congress was audited by the IRS, say for the last 5 or 6 years? Everybody in Congress, IRS investigation into their filings in the last 5 or 6 years. I think suddenly that yell for Trump's filings would be kind of quiet. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. And I'm just reading. Can I do this one before? Because I know we're running out of time.
Yeah, go ahead.
But this is really good from Mary. She says, they look like refugees from a nursing home. Creepy, sleepy Joe versus crazy, lazy Bernie. The perfect ticket would be Biden Cortez 2020. Grope and dope. It seems like Democrat Party is going to play a lesser of two evils to win the primary. But which would Democrats consider the lesser? I can't think like a Democrat, so I have to wait and see who they're setting up to win. To me, they're all nuts.
That's funny.
That's a great post.
Is that our Mary that's calls? Or
I don't know.
We don't know. Mary is a fairly common name, so we don't know if it's our Mary or
grope
not.
Grope and dope.
Grope and dope. You've heard of the rope a dope. This is the grope and dope.
That was priceless.
Well, you see, Bernie does not have the legs, I think, to win a national campaign. He's a flash. Because he was being sidelined by Hillary Clinton, he had a little bit more material to work with than normal.
All right, let me throw this out there. If the four big mouth freshmen, as a lot of people refer to them, they come out and say who they're endorsing, does that help or hurt that candidate if you're looking at nationally?
Yeah, that's a good question. You don't know. You don't know where the elite alliances are. You might like somebody who likes somebody you don't like. Get it? So I don't know. And is this like Survivor, where they make alliances to stay on the island?
I would think so, with that many candidates.
Well, I don't know how they prune them out. Basically, I guess you'd have to go to the primaries. When the primaries start, that would prune them out.
What about the debates? Are they going to have to hold them in the same day,
yeah,
the same
I don't
night?
Know. I don't know how you have a debate with 20 people. Because if you're fair, each of the 20 gets the same amount of time and same amount of questions.
But we didn't for the Republicans when Trump ran.
Yeah.
We had the junior table.
Maybe they might do something like a lottery where they have 10, and you could do 10 and 10. But even 10 and 10, you don't get much of a chance to give your wisdom.
Would they base it like the Republicans did, percentage of where they are right now? So, you know, obviously Bernie and Biden above 30%, they would headline the main event.
That would have to, they'd have to agree on something like that, because there's no way it would be like a stampede if they tried to do all 20 at once. Okay, that about wraps it up for Beach and Company, and we'll see you tomorrow at 9 on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.